Jack McHugh. He is with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Jack, morning.
Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity.
One of the top items to be discussed in the next legislative sessions could be support for right to work. Before we start getting into that, tell us from your perspective, what does right to work mean?
It most people are surprised when they learn that an employer and a union can make a deal that forces employees to pay dues or fees to the union as a condition of employment. You can't even work in the place unless you do. And what a right-to-work law says is, no, you can't do that. 22 states have these right now. And the important thing for Michigan is that Indiana appears to be on the verge of passing a right-to-work law now. And the states that have these do much better in terms of attracting employers and economic growth. So it could be a really big deal for Michigan if this, you know, our neighboring state, Indiana, gets this big competitive advantage over us. When they already have a number of competitive advantages and are actually more concentrated in manufacturing on a per capita basis than Michigan is. So.
What advantages?
It's kind of a big event that's going on.
What advantages can be gained by being a right-to-work state?
Well, it takes away, it levels the playing field between employers and employee unions is I guess the simplest way to describe it. Under federal labor law, that playing field is since the New Deal era has been tilted toward unions and. So new employers, here's one example, a CEO magazine survey of manufacturing employers suggests that they simply will not locate a new plant in a state that is not a right-to-work state. And this is why you've seen so much of the auto industry relocate into southern states, which tend to be right-to-work states. So, you know, it's a big deal for Michigan if Indiana does this. We've had a simmering debate in this state for a long time, but it's never really risen to the level of something that the legislature would be close to passing. But it's coming closer with this Indiana action now.
Well, unions are obviously against this. We've talked with many union officials, and it seems like the common argument that I hear is that the things that they fight for their workers, their union members, would be benefited by all. So non-union members benefit from the efforts of the union members. How would you respond to that?
Well, you know, if this was a 19th century industrial workplace where you had, you know, the mean bosses exploiting, mean and economically powerful bosses exploiting workers that don't have much opportunity, that the union certainly made sense in that environment. And personally, I look around the world, I look at a place like China, I say, now there's a country that really needs unions. But the United States in 2012, we've got a very small percentage of the non-government workforce is unionized. It's down to around 10% now. And so the arguments really don't have the power that they did, you know, say 100 years ago. Also, I would say that when you're talking to union officials, this is their bread and butter. This is their rice bowl. You take away their power to be able to extract, coerce union dues, non-voluntary union dues from workers. And their power and their wealth of that institution really goes down. So you kind of have to, take those statements with a grain of salt when you're talking to the union officials or so-called union bosses themselves.
You know, Jack, I wish an informal poll of union members could be taken. I just wonder how many of those would not pay dues if they didn't have to.
Well, there have been some cases where where it's happened that workers didn't have to for a while, and the numbers are high enough to where the union officials are scared by the prospect of all the money that they would lose. But interestingly, in the Michigan legislature, a good number of those in the current state Senate have already voted in favor of right to work in the form of an amendment, one of two amendments that were offered in the House in the last few years. And so we have evidence that, Republicans now control the Michigan State Senate 26-12. They've got a 62-47 majority in the House. So, and a good majority of the Senate caucus the Senate Republican caucus has already voted for right to work laws. Fewer in the House were in when those amendments were offered, so we don't have similar large number there. But the support exists here, and interestingly, there's been a pretty vibrant grassroots movement for the last year. In favor of a right-to-work law. A fellow named Norm Hughes and some of the Tea Party folks have been very active on this. So things are starting to change in the Great Lakes State. A few years ago, this issue was considered a non-starter here, and that's really no longer the case.
Jack McHugh is with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. If you go to the website at mackinac.org, you'll see his piece, Strong Support for Right-to-Work Measures in the Michigan Legislature. All right, let's put you on the spot, Jack. Let's drop names. What Michigan legislators are all for this?
Well, you had Lieutenant Governor Kelly is one of them that voted for right-to-work, and I thought I had the article right in front of me, the names.
Well, two you mentioned are Jim Marslow of Lake Orion and Jeff Hansen of Hart. I don't know how influential they are, but their names are out there. When we talk about the Senate and the House, what do you think the strongest support is?
Well, it's probably in the House. House Speaker Bolger, notably, is one of those who voted in favor of a right-to-work law, and he did so twice when this came up. But it's in the Senate that we have the most names. Okay, I have the names now. I'm sorry. In the Senate, you've got 17 out of 26 current Republicans had a chance to vote for a right-to-work and did so. Five who had a chance didn't. And the 17 who did, I can rattle Rick Jones is a local guy who did. I can rattle them all off at you if you like, but I'll just finish with the overall numbers. In the House, you had 20 out of 62 current members had an opportunity to vote for right to work and took it, and only one of the 63 current Republicans, when he had that opportunity, didn't take it and voted against the measure. So, I could rattle off names real fast.
No. You mentioned Rick Jones. I know of others of local note. Paul Opsomer is another member who voted for it. But, no, that's not necessary. Well, I tell you what, you could see this would be all-out war if these bills would start circulating around the legislation with the strong union foundation that we have here in the state of Michigan.
Well, it's true, and it's unfortunate because right to work polls well among the public, even among union members. You know, when you say to normal Americans, not union bosses or politicians or something like that, you think you should have to pay dues or fees to a union as a condition of having a job at a certain place, the majority of people say, no, that's not right. And in fact, even the majority of union members. So you're right, there will be all-out war, but it'll be war declared by the union officials whose livelihoods depend on being able to get those coerced dues, those non-voluntary dues, from employees at an outfit simply because the union and the employer have made a deal. The employer says, "Yeah, I won't let that guy work here unless he pays dues or fees to you." And most Americans, that just doesn't seem kosher. So the public is in favor of it, but you've got a powerful special interest that benefits from that law being on the books. And of course, they say their workers benefit, but as I say, in China you can make that case these days. In the United States, you could make it 100 years ago. In 2012, it's a harder case to make.
All right, Jack. And finally, I can hear the naysayers, the union folks getting in my ear, because we will get their perspective on this too. They will say, that Mackinac Center for Public Policy, they're very conservative and they're supporting Republican ideas all the time. This will never flow.
We support Republican ideas. We support Democratic ideas. I actually testified last year on a bill at the request of a Democratic state representative that would have made it easier increased the incentives for police to seize property. The Mackinac Center is not a conservative think tank. We are a free market think tank. We are supported by voluntary contributions, not coerced dues, from thousands of individuals and some business owners and some foundations. And the notion that we're in the pocket of Republicans, I'll tell you what, go to our publication, Michigan Capital Confidential, and I guarantee you Republicans really don't like many of the articles that are in there. And you can see why. So that's they're just blowing smoke when they say that stuff. They don't like the message, so they try to smirch the messenger. That's really the bottom line.
All right, Jack, this fascinating story. It's going to be very interesting to watch. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks very much. It's great to be here.